Good morning. Welcome to another Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. And it's Paul O'Mahony driving from his house in Glenmire down to the golf course in Fota Island, on Fota Island Resort. The golf course is situated within the grounds of a resort which has a huge top-class hotel and also a whole load of houses which are available for renting, and also some sort of a super-duper all-weather pitch where I've even seen the Kerry football team preparing for their Gaelic football matches. So yeah, this is about another exercise in mediocrity from a golf point of view. Once again, it's, 9 minutes to nine on a Saturday morning. By the way, it's a glorious morning, and I've just taken some photographs of the sky, which I'll probably share on Twitter. But it's a glorious morning, dry, a little windy, but not too strong, and we might be lucky enough to get away without any rain today. The trouble again is that I'm later than I should be. It's now 8 minutes to nine, and I think it's 9:10 that I tee off. So once again, I'll be just about making it to the tee in time to tee off with no practice swings. And particularly what really screws me up, I think, is no practice putting. I don't think it's actually purely the putting, actually, but it's the stilling the mind, stilling the body to get over a putt. You know, it's the deliberate reduction of adrenaline. And if you get out of a car and you're late and you're trying to catch up with yourself, and that's the iPhone having fallen on the seat of the on the floor of the car. So I'm going to continue the recording a little bit louder because it would be actually dangerous for me to pick it up. But if the adrenaline is pumping through the body, there's very little chance that you're going to be able to putt well. And if I can still the body on the putting green before I swing the club on the first tee, there's a good chance that I'll get it past the ladies' tee box. So that'll be enough now. I'm a bit bothered by the fact that the phone has fallen into a place I can't find it. I just want to say how incredibly pleased I am that I am a member at Fota Island Golf Club. I'm very, very fortunate. That's another story how that came about. But it is actually a much, much nicer place for me than I ever realized before I became a member. It's a place which is a short distance from my home. It's a place where I can come into and sit down in the bar afterwards. And I know relatively few people there, so I'll often, nearly always, be sitting by myself. But I'm very happy there because you can look out the window of the bar and you can see quite a nice sight at the 18th green with water surrounding it on something like three sides. But so that's it, and look, I wish you all the very best for the day. I'm again, last week I said that I'd might be happy if I brought in an 8 rather than the 9 I'd brought in the following the previous week. In fact, I ended up getting a par at the first hole. But today, just to be set the expectations at a bar where I might have a chance of getting there, my ambition is to get a 7 on the first hole. So it's Paul O'Mahony wishing you a very good Saturday. Bye-bye.